The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Liz, let me ask you this. NBA All-Star voting.
Yep.
Let me ask you something. Where do you think James Harden should land in the guard
realm? Well, I know where he should.
Realm?
He should land in the top two.
Right. Yeah. He's not. Because Derrick Rose is ahead of him.
Right.
Steph Curry, Derrick Rose, then James Harden. Russell Westbrook, who's having one of the worst seasons in NBA history and still averaging a triple-double, is fourth. He shouldn't be on the
All-Star. It's not one of the worst seasons in NBA history. No, it's one of his worst seasons.
For an MVP-type player to be playing the way that he is,
he's not shooting
well. He is under.
He's shooting poorly.
Yes.
Yeah. He's still rebounding and getting people involved, turning it over, things he does.
Yeah, you know, all those things.
What's his PER? What's his efficiency rating? Care. That's the important.
Let me ask you about the front court for a minute. Who do you think the three leaders are to play in the front court?
I'm going to guess LeBron's there.
LeBron is one.
I'm going to guess Anthony Davis is in.
Anthony is fifth.
Seems curious.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Joker.
It's not going to be.
Is it going to be?
Nikola is seventh.
What about from Dallas? What about Doncic?
He's second.
Yeah, Doncic is actually killing it right now in the voting. That's right. I saw that. Who else?
Third is Paul George.
Oh.
No. Paul George is third. Kevin Durant is fourth.
Wow.
He's wildly unpopular. Do you know that? I mean, he's really ruined his brand.
It is amazing how the narrative has shifted on that. I know some people don't like us to use the word narrative, but it's incredibly accurate to use it. But it really has. He went from being a really likable, fun-loving guy. I think social media kind of ruins your personality some. Not just getting on, but reading it. I think it's really ruined. I think Kevin Durant was probably, you know, he's always had some insecurities for whatever reason. That's just his personality. But it really brings it out if you start reading social media. And when he was just Kevin Durant with the Oklahoma City Thunder, it was so much fun to watch. He's still fun to watch. I mean, he's a great player, but he really has the stuff in the offseason, his comments, his anger about stuff, his insecurities. It really has hurt his quote-unquote brand.
Really has.
There's no question.
So it goes LeBron, Doncic, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis fifth.
How's that? Just not enough voters, I guess?
Well, I don't know. You see, the Rockets haven't had a bunch of home games, but now they're on this stretch of home games
transcend.
Where you should. It should.
Anthony
and you
Davis should transcend
yes,
New
right.
Orleans
New
voters.
New Orleans votes. But that's a small town. I mean, they don't the attendance, the number
of that's what I'm saying.
That's small town.
That's what I'm saying. That's not going to help him.
No.
But he should transcend all that,
yeah,
where people out in other markets are voting for
right.
him.
Steven Adams is sixth.
That's embarrassing.
He's actually having a really good year.
I know, but he should never be even in the top 10 of voting.
Nikola Jokic is 7th. Kyle Kuzma is 8th.
LeBron Heat.
Draymond is 9th. So who do you think is missing from this list in the front court?
Who is missing? Is this a setup?
Who do you think would deserve to be up amongst these guys?
Oh, yeah, Clint.
Clint Capella.
Yeah, Clint good.
Do you think he's
10th? You want to talk about somebody who has no heat nationally.
None. Do you think that he's 10th on this list?
No.
No, because DeMarcus Cousins is.
Exit out of that. Exit out of that.
Hasn't Browser. Played a minute.
What else? Who else has got arbitration stuff? First of all, I don't like him at all. Period. No. I think he is a cancer. I thought he's a cancer. And you know what really annoyed me? Hearing so many media types in Houston who didn't recognize the fact that chemistry does matter. I mean, it matters a lot. And they just don't. Everything is boogie this, boogie that, boogie this. Boogie makes everything better. We need boogie, boogie, boogie. No, you don't. You need what you had last year, which is great chemistry, the right fit. James Harden should never play on a team with a guy. And I know that Cousins steps out and can shoot with range. Let me tell you what I don't want. I also don't want guys who are 6'10 plus who weigh over 210 pounds to be out there shooting a lot of threes. This team is not built to have a DeMarcus Cousins on it with James Harden.
I don't think Golden State is either. We'll find out.
It's meant to have the Clint Capella catch and dunk guys, yeah. Block shots,
either
rebound.
That, either you stand on the three-point line or you catch and dunk.
You know who couldn't have played with James Harden? Dream. Dream could have never played with James Harden.
Well, that's a different game.
It's a different game. It's a different era. It's a different style. You wouldn't have done something like that. And I think Cousins is similar. I don't even know if Cousins – they say mid-January, January 17th, he might come back. Who cares? I don't even care.
No. I think he's going to – you know how whenever LeBron with the big three down in Miami or Kevin Durant, there's always a transitional period? There's going to be a transitional period for him to assimilate – his game into Golden State.
Well, I think there's going to be a transitional period for Golden State to transition into him. And I'm not sure it's going to work. And they know that too, which is why they said it's a one-year deal and it's just a test. It's a test case scenario. Clint Capella should be in the top 10.
He's
played really well. He's 17. What is he, 17 and 12? 17. Now, this is a pretty good – those are pretty good big men you mentioned. That's interesting how it's really – I'm not putting Paul George in a big man category, but you start looking at those – you know, you have some pretty good international bigs right now, and that's – you know, we're talking just in the Western Conference. That's a pretty good front court of maybe my – well, I guess my standards have lowered in for some of the, you know, bigs over the years since it's gone down so badly. But there's some pretty good talent right that you
He's
mentioned right there.
Almost 18 and 14.
Who, Clint?
And 13, rather. 18 and 13.
He's almost, yeah. He's like high 12s and like 17-4, right?
Something yeah, he's 12-9 and 17-6.
Yeah. So I don't know that that's always been all-star category, but it deserves to be top 10 for sure, especially on a team where James Harden plays because James is going to get a lot of vote from the home fans. And James will have fans around the country.
Yeah, it's shot. If Derrick Rose is starting and James Harden isn't, it's a travesty.
Man, the Derrick Rose fanboy stuff, that is pretty
ridiculous.
Shocking that they're voting like that.
It's ridiculous. All right, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here right now, though, let's talk about Craig DeSerf.
Craig is Craig's such a great guy to do business with, and one of the reasons is because it really matters to him that you enjoy your sales experience. He, you know, he'll go out of his way to call people who have bought cars from him in the past and make sure everything's fine, make sure everything's going okay. He's one of those guys that when you come in to get some service on your vehicle, and actually I need to get some my vehicle's due for service. It's like at the 12,000-mile mark or whatever the case may be. You know, we're going to wash the car. We're going to vacuum it out on the inside. Just do that little things. Just make sure that you're happy with it. They understand that a lot of their business is going to come from Houston and they're out in Angleton. So if you need them to make a trip in to drop off your car, or if, you know, you need a loaner, you want to bring your car in, you need a loaner, you're going to get a loaner while any work or service is being done on it. So it's not just the offers like the 0% financing for 72 months and all the Buick products right now, or the almost $10,000 off for the Chevy Silverado pickup trucks. Yes, you can get great pickups like the GMC Sierra, the Yukon SUV, the Chevy Suburban, the Buick Enclave is an amazing crossover vehicle, as is the Chevy Traverse and the GMC Acadia. But it's not just the cars, because they've got the cars and they've got all, you know, they got a ton of vehicles on the lot for you to choose from. But they're going to give you more for your trade-in value, and they're going to really take care of you, because they want not only your second car business, they want all your friends, all your neighbors, and all your relatives. And that's how they go about treating everybody who goes to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com, and you can get all the information you need, including every vehicle they have in stock. That's LanceZCars.com. To my block from Holloway, Belfort to Scott, reroll the flocks, we know the spots. Scooch, Trump Talk, Wiz Up.
You get the bag and fumble it, I get the bag and flip it and tumble it straight off the lot. We're back now, Lance, right here on ESPN 97.5 Live from Prime Social, where I'm going to be in the tournament today at noon. Lance is going to go right about guys' hips and legs
The right tackle for Oklahoma, straight dookie against Alabama. He's like considered this. I'll turn on the tape against Alabama. I was like, oh, my God, this is horrible.
There's another tackle.
I'm moving him to guard. I know. Who's the other one?
The one that's got Williams isn't coming out.
Oh, no, Jonah's coming out now.
Oh,
it's
is?
Official, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if he's made it official, but I found out from people yesterday he's coming out.
He's coming
out. Yeah, so he's coming out. But this kid's going to be Brandon Brooks. Remember Brandon Brooks?
Yeah.
The Oklahoma kid, Cody Ford, I think they're going to move him to right guard. So I'm trying to – I watched Greedy Williams. I wrote him up yesterday. Daniel Jeremiah, not a fan of Greedy Williams. I watched him. I was fine. You know, I'm fine with Greedy. He's 180. He needs to eat burgers and lift weights. Get a little strong. Maybe not burgers. Maybe he can eat lean and lift weights. He needs to get stronger, but he measured over. He's over 6'2". That is a big corner. And he's smooth and fluid. He's a press corner. I'm like, this guy looks. And I've heard from somebody on the LSU staff, the Texans have done a lot of work on Greedy.
Really?
A lot of work, yeah.
Yeah, but 23rd? He ain't last until 23?
No, I don't think he's going to either. But I watched three corners yesterday. Byron Murphy, who is like 5'11". And he's got a ton of ball production, but he's 5'11", and he's going to run a 4.5. Like, I don't
6'2" seems nice. If he could put on some weight, he could be well. He's physical.
Yeah,
he could be Richard Sherman.
So there is. So here's the. There's Arnett. Is he coming down? I haven't seen. Well, I know one of the NFL teams told me they think he's coming. So they wrote. So Ohio State has a cornerback named Arnett. Vanderbilt's got a 6'3" corner. LSU has Greedy, who's a 6'2 corner. The Washington kid made a play on 31% of the targets thrown his way. He either had an interception or a deflected pass. Really twitchy, but not fast. He's going to run into 4.5s, which we need speed. There is Trayvon Mullen from Clemson, who I still have to watch. So I've been talking to Daniel Jeremiah, he's got to have whoever his first round of his mock is. I need to have. He thinks there's going to be at least four corners in the first. So that's good. That's good for the Houston Texans if there's going to be that many corners.
Well, I would like fewer corners, and they last till 23.
Now, here's the problem. Derek Brown, defensive tackle, and Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle, one from Auburn, one from Alabama, they're both going back in. And I say it's a problem because –
Raekwon's going back?
Raekwon's going back. He didn't have the year he needed to have. He was a little down. And Alabama talked some guys into coming back. Raekwon's going back, and what that means is two guys who would have been drafted ahead of where the Texans draft are gone, which pushes everyone up.
Yep.
So that's, you know, not the greatest thing. But don't worry. When it comes time to talk about it, I'll have a list of tackles and corners for the Texans to look at. And you know what? While we're at it, guard. I don't care. Well, no, I shouldn't say that because I don't think they're going to replace Zach Fulton, and I think they think Martinez Rankins is their guard. I think it's going to be tackles. Period. And cornerbacks, period. And I think you're going to draft tackle and corner 100% two of your first three picks.
Yes.
And are a tackle
as well
and
they need
corner.
To be.
100%.
Or all three.
Yeah, or all three. I don't think you can have enough corners.
When will – did you do the running back from Vanderbilt Vaughn?
No.
Man, did you see the game he had against Baylor?
Huh.
Holy crap,
why
dude.
Why couldn't you drafted just on a game against Baylor?
No, but he is He was awesome.
Josh Jacobs, I wrote him from Alabama. He's coming out. He's first rounder. It'd be nice to look at some of these guys, like for the Texans. I get all like, oh, man, I'd love to see this guy for the Texans. Then you realize that's like having rent due and a car payment due, and it's due in, you know, and it's due in like in 3 days.
Playing poker.
Yeah, well, but at least you could maybe make your – I don't think a running back to me is like you just go out and say, I just needed a new iPhone. Why are you buying a phone? Don't you have a phone? Yeah. What's your phone? Lamar Miller. Well, okay, it's a flip phone, but still, you don't go get an
it's
iPhone.
An all pro, it's a Pro Bowl flip phone is what it is.
All right, it's not a flip phone. It's iPhone. You got iPhone 4. Lamar Miller's iPhone 5.
Mm.
Is that too much?
Mm. I think that's kind of, it's a little disrespectful, a little bit.
Is it?
He's Pro Bowl, Lamar Miller.
I don't care.
973.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of yourself.
iPhone 5? Listen, Lamar Miller's iPhone 5, and so you got your phone. Does it work?
No.
Yes, it does.
He's an
does
iPhone,
it charge?
He's an iPhone 6. He just always happens to fall in the toilet.
Okay. What's it? That's not play your own soundbite for yourself.
No, he falls down a lot. That's all. It's a slippery iPhone that always seems to fall down at the worst times.
Well, it doesn't hold a charge very long.
No.
The battery's not great. Hold a charge great. So that's what I'm saying. You can't go draft the iPhone X right now.
Slips all the time.
You can't go get the iPhone X. You got rent to pay, which is your left and right tackle spots. You got to pay rent at cornerback. Your car notes are due with your cornerbacks.
I know, but sometimes you need a new phone. You know what? If I got that old phone, how am I going to pick up chicks?
You know
what's the difference? Why would I even care about having a house if I'm not picking up girls?
You know what you do? Then go get an iPhone. Here's what you do. Then go get an iPhone 7 in the third round or an iPhone 6 in the third round. You can get an upgrade.
How are you going to find an iPhone 6 in the third round?
You can easily. Austin Eckler, but Philip Lindsay, you can go get phones that work and
Kareem
that work
Hunt?
Better than your phone now.
Kareem Hunt?
Yeah. You can go get phones that work better than your Lamar Miller phone. You
what
can
about
go
Kareem
find
Hunt?
Him.
If we can bring in Roberto Osuna, why can't we bring in Kareem Hunt?
Call and O, see if he's got any swing with game.
You know?
Swing's not a good word.
What about Sway. Kareem Hunt? Somebody's going to get him. The Redskins are going to get him.
All right.
Why can't?
They've taken too much heat. They're out of that game. So Le'Veon Bell or Kareem Hunt?
Well,
which one
would I rather have?
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Both
Kareem Hunt is out there for nothing.
So will Le'Veon.
So, you know what? I don't think Kareem's going to be asking for the world.
So when you
either.
Watch the Kareem Hunt video, right? What got him, and this is kind of ironic.
Was that kick.
And it's not a kick.
It's really
a push with the foot,
yeah.
Right? But it's the fact that if someone hadn't been there, I really do have concerns about what would have happened if someone wasn't there. But then you stack it with, and then he got in a fight here,
mm-hmm.
and then there was this. That really concerns me. Le'Veon Bell, though, I think the Texans need to consider – adding Le'Veon Bell. And here's why. They've got a screwy window of opportunity right now that I don't think is very well defined. And JJ is still playing. And if you really, and the Texans feel like their window's open, I think they need to readjust their window because things aren't lining up with the secondary. But with that all said, Le'Veon Bell takes a tremendous amount of pressure off of Deshaun Watson. And you know what else he is? A target. And I don't want Deshaun to turn into check down Charlie like Steve Smith called him anyway. I don't necessarily want that. But you know what I do like? Offenses that move down the field more consistently. You know what I do like? Guys who stay on the field and who can play when Will Fuller's in a body cast. Guys who don't rip their hamstrings up every other play. Le'Veon Bell, and he rested this year, so there's that. I would absolutely take a look at Le'Veon Bell for the money and say, you know what? I think he's
going to be a lot of money.
He's a 3-year option. I get it, but you have some cap space.
You've got much more leverage with Kareem Hunt. You take what we give you, okay? That's because – and, oh, by the way, I think Kareem Hunt, while he does need anger management.
He will play next year.
He does need anger management classes. I think this is a real awakening for him.
It's got to be because he hadn't been in the league very long, and they said he had been kind of turned into a little bit.
Now you got to fade
off
the league.
The field.
The league suspended him too.
What do we know for how long?
No,
Oh, you got to fade the possibility.
Of it.
Well, that depends. Then do your homework and find out what he's got in his background. But if you want to consider him, you will have all the leverage, as you mentioned, from a contractual standpoint. But the other thing is, you know, this isn't a Ray Rice situation that I know of. There is not video of him punching a woman. There is not, like, it's not the same. It's not going to, that ended Ray Rice's career.
Right.
This is not going to be the same thing. He is going to come back and play. Everyone is nervous about touching him because they know the initial outcry is going to be strong. Somebody's going to take a shot at Kareem Hunt because they know that he can make them better. There's no question about that. But you have to find out who he is and what he is. And I still don't think – I don't think the death of Bob McNair is going to change the Texans' culture. I really don't. I know Jerome Solomon, when we were on Sports Sunday, he made a comment that he thought there was a chance that maybe some things could change with Cal taking over. But I just think fundamentally the Texans are going to – and I don't have a problem with shying away from bad guys. Guys with edge – That's part of sports. There's edgy guys in sports.
Well, how did he feel
that's part
that
of
they
life,
were going to change under Cal?
He thought maybe they would take a few more chances on guys.
I think Cal learned from the master, and he ain't going to deviate.
I don't think so either. The Texans backed off from where it used to be. They were so bad, like, he's got a drug test? Positive drug test? Oh, no. Take him off the board. Well, no team in the NFL works that way. But I don't think – I'm with you. I don't think this is going to magically change to where, you know, to where the Texans are like, okay, you know, Cal McNair's taking over. Everyone's on the board. That's not going to happen.
No, no. listen, you can bet on the draft. I know where you can do it. Mybookie.ag.
Get at your boy. Holler at your boy.
Yeah.
The combine, I bet.
Yeah. You can – I mean, everything. I mean, look at this. I mean, it's unbelievable all the stuff that you can – bet on. How about you want to you like golf? You want to bet on the PGA? You want to bet on soccer futures? You want to bet on tennis, motorsport? You can't bet on Andy Murray anymore. He's retiring.
Oh.
You can bet on baseball, entertainment, special. What are special wagers? We got to find out what that is. Current events, current affairs. When is the government going to reopen? What special prop? Meghan Markle, boy or girl? Okay, it's minus 110 each way, boy or girl. You can bet on this, what she's going to have. What I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag, and you can just start playing. All you got to do is go there, promo code radio, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They match your initial deposit, half of your initial deposit, right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
My club, yeah, fur came off a belt, yeah, yeah. Triple homicide, put me in a chair, yeah.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live from Prime Social. Come on, hang out with us here. They still got three tables going. Okay, if you're in the neighborhood, even if you're not, come join. You can hang out.
This is a sad looking. This table does like they're just waiting for it to end. It looks like
no, they're. Dude, there's
looks,
a lot of money
energy?
On that.
I know. Where's the energy on this
well,
table?
We've been up all night. What the hell? It's 8:00, 8:40.
I don't see any coffees over there.
No, they've been up all night. Okay, they're busy. Let me ask you this. So I'm on my bookie, and I told you you can bet on just about anything. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's baby props. What day of the week will it be born on? Sunday is plus 650. Thursday is plus 350. Why would one day be?
If there's a date specific. Let me just put it this way: they wouldn't put that number out there without a reason. You better look into it if you're getting ready to fire.
You think? I just don't get it. Like Monday is plus 500. Why wouldn't you? Why is Thursday the favorite? Like, I think a baby's going to come out when a baby's going to come out. Well, yeah, I guess, induced. But what if it's natural?
Yeah. Why are you asking me these questions?
I'm asking Raheel, the doctor here.
I've already done all the kid stuff. I'm done with it.
Well, with the British court, High Court isn't in session on Thursday, so maybe that's why.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
What is the High Scepter? Not there. She's not on the
It's not called the High Scepter.
Yeah, but
that's
the family
from Game of Thrones.
Has
the High Scepter.
That's Game of Thrones.
They're not in
is
session.
The Sparrow going to be there?
You need to atone
for your ways.
Okay.
Yeah, so Thursday is the favorite. That makes sense. Or it should be the favorite.
What about the name of the baby? Diana is the favorite.
Why?
Name her after grandma.
Yeah,
that
would
be
a big fan of that.
You're not?
No.
It's not your kid.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying I'm not a fan of it.
Alistar is like plus 5,000.
Oh, that kid's going to get beat up.
No, he's not. No one's touching that
kid. Who's going to beat this kid up?
Because emotionally beat up.
I mean, really, the royal family, they should get beat up. They don't, but they should.
Meghan Markle is, she's basic at the, you know, at her core, she's a basic girl that got really lucky, right? She's going to name her kid something like Apple.
No, she won't. No, she's
like that.
That's a royal baby. It's not getting the name Apple.
No, it's not.
They're
going to
name
her
that
core.
She's
her
not
core
naming.
Is gonna come out.
It does, no, there's more people involved than just her. That kid is not being named something basic.
I don't know. You don't know.
No,
how about Leopold.
Look at all the kids that have. That ain't basic. Look at all the kids that have been named since. Have any of them been named something like that that family?
Leopold.
Clementine. Apple.
They're not going to name that Moon Unit. No.
None of that. That's Dweezil. None of that's happening.
What about Barkevius?
Well,
I don't feel like running.
I do have to,
I don't
have
feel
to
like
ask
Barkevius
you.
Is in the running.
I do have to ask you this question. Will this be the most athletic royal baby in history?
By far.
Meghan Markle, is she from England?
No, she's an American.
Thank you. She's American, so a lot of these names, forget about it. There ain't going to be a Leopold. She's a strong American woman.
But she's gonna
take a stance here on the
No
name.
Way. It'll be something traditional, like English traditional.
How about Oliver? That seems like a very British name.
Can't name him after an XFL guy.
What?
Can't name him after that. Oliver Luck, you can't do that.
No, it's not after Oliver
Luck. Yeah, but people start Googling it. They're going... You named him after an XFL guy?
It's after Oliver Twist.
Doesn't matter.
That's English. Yeah. You can bet on all these names.
Carlos.
Eugenie.
Carlos is recommended as a royal baby name.
Joffrey.
That would be topical.
I would be very surprised to see a Carlos baby.
That's 50-1. Joffrey is 50-1.
Because you can't. You just can't make a royal baby named Joffrey.
Yeah, you can't name a dog after something relevant in pop culture.
Yeah.
You can't name a kid after that.
Especially that one.
Yeah.
So how many babies have been named?
How about Adolf?
Adolf
isn't on the list? Adolf.
How many baby girls have been named like Arya or one of the Game of Thrones names?
Arya's been popular for a while, though. Before Game of Thrones.
Sansa. What about Sansa?
Sansa's one. That's a good one. Because Arya's always been popular.
Yeah, okay.
I know like six Aryas.
No, you do not.
I swear. All of my wife's friends, they name their kids Arya. A-R-Y-A.
Really?
Over the last 8 years they have?
Yeah.
Okay. I know a bunch of Marys.
Marys?
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
Named after Mary.
So Sansa.
Sansa would be an interesting one. Khaleesi?
Oh, Khaleesi would be totally sweet.
Yeah, if she didn't go by that anymore.
Yeah, but you better be fine. You better be hot if you're going to be a Khaleesi. Yeah.
Khaleesi in the grand scheme of Game of Thrones.
Because here's what a mom and dad like to do. Here's what a mom and dad like to do.
Khaleesi's the hottest one on the show.
Khaleesi's not even the hottest one in the in her scenes with her assistant.
Yeah, her assistant smoke.
Melisandre, is that her name? Is that right, Dale?
Melisandre's the witch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no.
By the way,
have you seen the
girl out here?
Yeah, she's got a Melisandre vibe.
No, she could be Melisandre's daughter.
Where?
She looks just like Melisandre. She's the red hair girl?
Yeah.
She looks, I swear to God, she could be Melisandre's daughter.
She always greets me with a smile.
No, she doesn't.
You don't even know who we're talking about.
I know what.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you this. We went over the Colts and Chiefs.
Yeah. I was wondering if we were going to get to the playoffs.
Well, I'm on my bookie. Cowboys and Rams down to 6.5.
By the way, I'm going Colts plus.
I'm going Colts
Chiefs
plus.
Chiefs to win. These are my predictions. Colts plus. Chiefs
to win.
Under. Wintry mix is going to get even worse.
Yeah, I like Colts. +175 money line.
Oh, just straight dogging it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, raw dogging. Cowboys and Rams, 6.5 now, not 7.
Loving it. I'll take the Rams.
Take the Rams.
Easy.
But your Rams, for whatever Saints reason, teaser, that's coming down. For off 7? You bet. There must have been a boatload coming in because you don't come off 7.
Yeah, I still like I like the situation here. I like the Rams getting the rest. I think it's a rejuvenation game for them. And I just don't think.
What did we learn about the Rams in the postseason last year?
I don't care
special
about
teams.
Last year.
That special teams killed them.
That's true.
Special teams was a disaster for them last year.
Didn't
that's
they
what
drop
I learned.
A punt?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the first half, they had 2 miscues on special teams, and that was that. And they were playing from behind the whole time.
Are you not worried? I mean, they weren't as good in the second half as they were in the first.
Yeah.
They weren't that same. How often did they – they really did not meet expectations. They didn't cover for, like, how many weeks in a row?
Well, cover was different because, remember, their numbers were so high.
Yeah.
Like,
it got knocked out of
8.5, 9.5, 10. You're like, well – yeah, teams are going to get up for those games and say, okay, we're 10-point dogs?
How much, did Cooper Kupp – I mean –
That's a huge
– but honestly, really, Cooper Kupp, that's the difference in your season? Cooper Kupp? I mean,
maybe
I guess
there
he's
was
a
some
deep
of that,
threat that he likes a lot.
Maybe there was some of – you know, they were going to win that division. They knew where they were. Everything was just kind of, let's get to the playoffs. So I wonder how much of that played into the final few weeks of – let's just get to the playoffs.
Well, how about this, though? The Rams don't stop the run.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are going to run the ball. And Zeke goes wild. Keep the Rams off the field.
You know,
he puts up 140.
I was thinking about that. You've spent all that money on your defensive front, and you can't stop the run.
They can't stop the run.
That's embarrassing. Like, you went and added guys, linebacker and the defensive, you know, and defensive line.
Sue and... And you got
Aaron Donald, that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me that is happening. Wade Phillips?
Second year.
Year two disease? I mean, how many times have we seen this? This is unbelievable that Wade Phillips just struggles with the second year. I don't get it. The first year is always a dominant year or a really good year or better than expected. And the second year is just like, the Texans didn't struggle. In year two, year one was better.
Yeah.
Rushing a passer.
Oh, in Denver, it was better.
2011, yeah, it was. So, I don't know. I probably need to reevaluate because the more I think about this, the way the Cowboy offensive line plays is going to be really, really big. You just – if they struggle with Aaron Donald, the left guard spot is a big concern because that's where Aaron Donald's going to be coming from there, and that's a giant mismatch. Whether it's Suofilo or Connor Williams, they're going to get – you've really got to send help over in that direction. And what Wade Phillips is going to do is load up blitz looks the other direction so that you have to slide protection or be prepared to, you know, to pick up blitzes on the other side to try to get a single on Aaron Donald. And if that's the case, Aaron Donald's going to whip Connor Williams all day long. So he'll whips most anybody who's in front of him. So that's, to me, you know, Dak's not – I don't think Dak is going to do very well with people in his face. The real key is going to be if they don't have to rely on Dak at all and they stay ahead of the chains with first down runs for 4 yards and second down check down for, you know, you getting third and twos where you can run or pass, it could be a grind. I just can't see the Cowboys winning on the road in Los Angeles. I don't know. I just don't see it happening.
You guys want to hear some numbers about Jared Goff real quickly?
Yeah.
Play action versus non-play action. He is so successful with play action. That's his bread and butter. Anything off of play action, he's going to kill you.
Yeah. Is such a huge threat.
So he averages 10 yards per attempt. His TD to interception ratio, 21-3.
Wow.
And total QBR is 73. Non-play action, 7.2, 39-16, and then 52 total QBR.
What's 39-16?
Touchdown interception ratio. Off of a non-play action throws.
It can't be 39. Well,
that's the last 2 years.
Last 2 years.
Oh,
last
2 years. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's if they can take that away,
it's huge. No. Well, that's Gurley. I mean, and that's the power of Todd Gurley. And the Cowboys have to stop Todd Gurley.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. 8:46 ESPN 97.5 live from Prime Social. Come on, noon tournament.
We'll finish up. When we come back, we get to the other two games because I keep wanting to fade the Eagles. Every – But all year long, I was on the Eagles, and they killed me. Now I'm fading them. Killing me.
All right. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Manny and fix this ship gain. Only it's not ship. It rhymes with whit. Mm-hmm. Fix this ship gain. I like that Twitter handle. They're arguing about... Manny says that Le'Veon Bell to the Colts is the lock of the century. They don't need him. Why would he go to the Colts?
There's no chance he's going
to Baylor's not overpaying like that when he's got Marlon Mack.
I don't understand why... No,
Baylor's not doing that.
No, it's Manny. If that's the lock of the century, you're out of money.
No.
Because they love Jordan Wilkins, Marlon Mack, and Nyheim Hines. They've got three very different backs who they use
that.
In different ways.
They don't need that.
No, they got three backs. They've got literally three running backs. No. They're not taking cheap Marlon Mack out to go pay $10 million or $15 million to a running back.
No, that's silly.
Who's 30? No, he's almost 30.
It's silly.
Bills think 27, right?
Well, he's 30 in Steeler years.
He's
had about 100 million touches from college, and
yeah, I think
is he 27?
I could
now?
See him in Kansas
on the 18th of February.
So he's 26 right now.
I could see him in Kansas City especially if they lose this week. I can see him giving him another because they lost Hunt.
You got to go see the teams that have money though.
And I could see him in Arizona.
What about
they need
San
to
Francisco?
Give Rosen a running game?
What about San Francisco with Jimmy G?
That's a possibility, but they just signed somebody last year to a long-term deal. They just signed the Minnesota running back.
Oh, the one at McKinnon.
Yeah.
Who got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to preclude them, but yeah, they did give him money, but he didn't play. You know who else? Well, Philadelphia drafted. Did they get a running back? Because Philly was a team that really needed running back last year,
Josh Adams.
Josh Adams is just a guy. Josh Adams is a guy. He's nothing. You could throw him out on the streets. It ain't going to matter. Wendell Smallwood. No, but I don't know if Philly has money.
And Arizona, the money comes in for David Johnson starting next year. Like, it'll be over five and a half, then 10 the year after that, then 7.9. So are they willing to do that with two running backs?
What's his dead cap number?
19.8.
No. They need to get their line fixed. David's still a good player. Their offensive line was bad once my dad retired. Nothing you can do about that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you where he's not.
Le'Veon Bell would be an upgrade over
Let
David
me tell you
Johnson.
Where he's
David Johnson
gonna,
has been a.
He, if they're going to deal him, it would probably be the NFC. I don't think they want to. I don't know if they deal into the Texans or not. It will probably just be give us the best deal and we'll take it. They're not dealing within the division. Like obviously, well. You could send it to the Bengals and it wouldn't matter. They got Joe Mixon. So Cleveland's got Chubb, so they don't care. And then the Ravens. The Ravens could use a running back, I think. But I guess they're okay with Alex Collins. But I don't know. I don't know where Le'Veon goes. There's teams who need running backs or non-factors. I really think Houston is a great fit for him because Houston has a need and Houston has money. And he would fit what Houston wants to do. I really think they would fit. But if Pittsburgh calls you on draft day and says, here, we'll give them to you, but we want one of your seconds. We want your first second rounder this year, and we want a third rounder next year. Would you do it? Remember, you need tackle and you need cornerback, right?
Yeah, no. I'm not giving up a –
I would consider – I think he has that big an impact on the offense. I really do.
Now, wait a minute. It is going to come down to them just cutting him because they're.
He's not. That's right. He's not officially theirs anymore, is he?
No.
They hold the rights to him.
Yeah. But The language.
Well, he could accept because, a tenure. He could
because
accept
he, this is the second year. There's the language in the collective bargaining agreement is going to say that he is. They're going to have to pay him like $25 million a year next year.
Well, here's what they could do. They
even
could,
though he sat last year,
he could sign a tender.
So they're going to cut him.
But I think he could sign a tender this year if it's just to get traded, so that Pittsburgh can trade him. But why would you do that if you're going to be a free agent?
No, you're not going to do that.
I guess that doesn't even – it wouldn't even make
any
sense.
And no one would pick up that tender.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense at all. Steelers, I guess, just – because we found out last year there's a loophole that basically allows him to get out even though he didn't play. And the thought was you always had to come in and get your time earned, but there was a loophole that allows him not to do it.
Yeah.
And so just get cut. Straight free agent. I'm telling you, the Texans really should go after him. And I'm not just go after every name guy at all. I typically can't stand answering those questions. What about him? What about him? But he's uniquely suited to take pressure off. If you can't take pressure off your quarterback, Deshaun Watson, with having wide receivers healthy or a good offensive line, you know one of the best ways is a dual-threat running back. And I think Le'Veon Bell, in conjunction with working on the offensive line and seeing if you can keep your wide receivers healthy, I think he is the optimal fit. If you like him in your locker room, I don't know him, so I don't know if he's a locker room fit. I know he's a hell of a football player,
mm-hmm.
And I know that taking pressure off Deshaun is not a bad thing. Did you see Dan Orlovsky's little piece that he did on Get Up or Wake Up or whatever it's called, where he showed how the Colts tricked Deshaun Watson into believing there was man coverage, and they ended up. He said it's zone. I think they comboed zone and man. I think it was a combination of man and zone. But he showed how the Colts tricked Deshaun into believing the coverage was wrong. And it's nothing on Deshaun. He said he had never seen this before. Dan Orlovsky said, take it for what it's worth. Dan Orlovsky had never seen it. But he said, I've never seen anything like this before, where they motioned, where they split. Remember the Texans split Lamar Miller up wide and Darius Leonard went with him. He goes, that's a surefire sign of man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
Then they motioned somebody over. Guy motioned back, surefire sign of man-to-man. Then as the play went on, he said, look at everyone's eyes is in the backfield. He goes, this is a sign of zone. They lied. They lied and told, and it's on the interception that Deshaun throws.
Yeah.
Now, I think they actually were in man with zone. I think it was a combination of man-zone. But the point is, this is why we talk about this. Everyone acts like, Bill O'Brien's calling dumb plays. Why don't you call the good plays instead of the dumb plays? This is not how it works. This is how it works. You call a play. There are different options on every play. It's not you got to throw to this guy. There's different options on every play. It's up to Deshaun to get through his progressions or recognize defense. But the problem is these coordinators are super inventive. So when Dwayne Haskins goes from Ohio State with basic defenses – and has to take on NFL chess masters, it's a way different deal.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. If they're showing a man by running with the guy in motion,
yeah,
you're going to run a different route if you think it's man. You're going to run with people as opposed to sitting down in his zone. So this guy is running a slant. He comes in and takes the ball away. You're running a different. The play call is kind of a big deal, or your wide receiver and quarterback obviously recognizing that is. But if the guy's running
it's
with,
but it's disguised too.
It's disguised.
It's
so
look,
I don't know
not,
how much you
blaming.
Can blame.
No. Yeah. It's not, and I'm not trying to blame anybody. My point is to tell people, this is the thing. Deshaun has to learn to play chess at a high level, and it's hard. I could never. Just not my deal.
If Dan Orlovsky said, "Well, I've never seen this," and Dan Orlovsky was in
that's
the
what I'm saying.
How
can you expect
how much
anyone
tape?
To see it?
Yeah, how could
but
you?
That's why the quarterback position is not just instantaneous, where Deshaun turns into a 40 touchdown guy.
I find it hard to believe that whenever I mean,
and Baker Mayfield's going to go through it next year.
If you're running with the guy
I'll
in
show
motion,
you the play. I'll show
I get
you the
it.
Play during break.
I get it, but if you're running with the play in, the guy in motion that no one ever has run zone before, I find that hard to believe.
It's twice. I'll show you it in the – I've got a clip for it. I'll show you during the
All
break.
Right. It's 9 o'clock, and Raheel joins us on the other side right here. Thank God. See, we broke down those other two games.
Yep, good deal.
So that is something that we really, really – well, maybe we'll get to on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Take these words home and think it through, or the next
rhyme I write might be about you, Sonny. ESPN 97.5.